The National Park Service, an agency of the United States federal government, is a testament to the nation's commitment to the preservation and celebration of its natural beauty, historical significance, and cultural resources. The story of its evolution is both a tribute to American environmentalism and conservation, and a reflection of the broader social and political changes the country has seen over the years. The genesis of the National Park Service can be traced back to 1872 with the creation of Yellowstone National Park, the world's first national park. The establishment of Yellowstone was groundbreaking in that it acknowledged the intrinsic value of a landscape and initiated its protection for the sake of public enjoyment. However, there was no formal agency involved in the caretaking of these sites for the first few decades. The National Park Service was officially established by the Organic Act of 1916 during the administration of President Woodrow Wilson. This legislation emerged from a growing recognition that the increasing number of naturally, culturally, and historically significant sites needed systematic management to protect them from overuse and commercial exploitation. The creation of the National Park Service assigned the responsibility of managing all national parks and monuments to a federal level. Its founding director, Stephen Mather, a successful businessman and passionate conservationist, saw potential in uniting conservation and tourism and campaigned extensively for the system's expansion and better protections. The expansion of the National Park Service over the years proved to be a reflection of changing social and cultural values of the United States. The stock of resources it managed broadened in the 1930s, and under the New Deal administration of Franklin D. Roosevelt, historical landmarks and monuments were included in the agency's purview. The Civilian Conservation Corps, part of the New Deal, employed thousands of jobless men during the Great Depression to develop and enhance a variety of public outdoor spaces, including national and state parks. By the mid-20th century, the mission of the service had broadened further, with an increasing focus on providing recreational amenities and greater access for the American public. The Mission 66 project, under Director Conrad Wirth, made substantial investments to rebuild the infrastructure of many national parks and accommodate an influx of visitors. The continued expansion of the national park system and the evolving understanding of its mission came to the fore in the 1960s and 70s as environmental awareness and activism took a more prominent role in the social consciousness. This led to the passage of laws to curtail air and water pollution within national park boundaries and an increased emphasis on preserving the ecological integrity of parklands. As the National Park Service approached its centennial in 2016, its role and purpose underwent further scrutiny. As visitation rates skyrocketed, many parks faced challenges related to overcrowding, infrastructure wear, and environmental degradation. Meanwhile, the Park Service acknowledged the need to diversify its narration of American history and strive to include stories and sites that reflect the experiences of historically marginalized and underrepresented groups. The history and evolution of the National Park Service tells a multifaceted tale of historic preservation, natural conservation, and changing cultural values. From the establishment of Yellowstone National Park to the diverse and expansive system it is today, the National Park Service embodies America's ongoing commitment to preserve both natural and cultural heritage for present and future generations. Today, the National Park Service oversees hundreds of sites across the United States, which includes national parks, monuments, battlefields, historic sites, and shorelines, providing them with support, protection, and preservation.